MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Some things are better left unknown.
This is one of them. This is the first musical that Disney did since Pixar was brought on. It's kind of sad, but it's okay because there's two princesses.
Why are there two princesses?
There's two handsome guys, but guess what? One is bad. I guess I won't know which one it is until a little bit later.
I don't care.
But it's okay, cause there's a snowman, but then there's also a moose that's kinda cute. There's lots of ice, oh god, more ice, what do I do?
It sounds too cold.
I'm distracted cause of her dress! Let go! Let go!
Fuck this shit up! Fuck it all!
Let it go! Let it go! I really like Elsa's braid! Can I do my hair like that? No, I gotta dye it first! Let it go! Let it go! Does he take all my money?
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show!
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And, like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook or the new one, Elio. Have you seen that one going around?
No, Elion?
No, not Elion.
Elion Gonzalez? Back?
¿Qué pasó?
Has nothing to do with Elion Gonzalez. Anyway, guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Another wonderful Hippo Juice Show. Joined, as always, by Marie Lopez.
Hello.
John Santeri.
Hello.
Joel Van Ruden.
That was one of the funniest previous sing-ons I've ever heard.
Wasn't that great? Yeah.
Oh, I did the whole
really
song.
I really liked it.
Marie singing is fun.
It really is. And of course, Sean, don't call me Waters Worders.
Hello.
You can't take someone else's British thing.
Yeah, what the hell?
It was his thing.
Huh?
You can't do
Goddamn
that.
Goddamn asshole.
Who did? You fucking stealing fucking.
What happened?
Stealing things from people. Anyway, guys, welcome to the show. Like I said, today is September 24th.
Never forget.
Never forget,
guys,
bro.
Never forget.
September 24th. Never forget, bro. It's September.
I don't care. It is the, I believe today is the first day of autumn.
That was yesterday.
It
doesn't even have autumn.
Yesterday was the first day of autumn.
Fall. It's 2014.
I say
bro,
autumn.
Stop. What are you fucking?
I say autumn. I say aunt. I say supper.
Do you say tomato?
No. Ew, what? I'm not gay.
I hope you get
like up in autumn.
Weirdo. Well, anyway, like I said, if you want to call in 954-573-2780, and there's pictures of dead Tupac in the chat room. So far we're
starting
off.
That's just gross.
That's the autopsy photo.
Yeah.
Chat room's gross.
Chat room's located.
But I thought he was still alive.
No. That's the autopsy photo.
Chat room's located morelikeradio.com/live. You could join us there and listen to the show. Also, if you're driving, don't forget, you can
drive into a wall
and then
absolutely use your cellular phone to type in our chat room while driving.
No, don't do that.
Don't ever do that.
So you don't have to do that after you crash and you're waiting for the paramedics.
Don't worry. You can't get pulled over for texting while driving because they won't see the chat messages that you're sending when you have your internet browser.
And if you get pulled
over,
you just scream, "I know my rights, bro," and you're fine. They'll usually leave you alone.
Just start recording.
They usually leave you alone
and scream at them really loud and indignant like you are, you know, in the right.
Oh, that's racist.
And when you're giving them your ID, only lower the window a crack and just slide it through and leave your music
they
up.
Really really like that.
They love it.
Can you put your window down,
they respect
please, sir?
You they respect you for coming at them hard as fuck.
Absolutely not. Here, take it through this little slide.
And then
oh my god, man, you ball so hard.
I do ball very hard, guys. Anyway,
speaking of police,
okay,
you want to just jump right on into your first
Sting
article?
Yeah, let's do it.
Not Sting.
Oh, the police.
The police.
Stinging.
I'm going to segue from police to SWAT teams. All right.
That's Dan.
See how this is going to go.
She's good at this.
We're going to talk about the Peoria mayor who deployed a SWAT team.
Peoria.
Peoria?
What did you say?
Peoria?
Peoria.
Peoria.
I was saying it the Spanish way.
Peyote.
The Peoria mayor deploys SWAT team to stop a Twitter parody.
Ba-da-da, 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 ba-da-da.
So did Colin Farrell go there, or what happened?
Yes, Colin Farrell.
I believe
Colin Farrell was there with Sam Jackson, and there is a song with LL Cool J talking about ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
By the way, John, you're the only person who's ever talked about that movie ever.
No, John's doing great. Why'd you stop him?
Because I love that movie.
Oh, it's amazing.
You kidding me? Colin Farrell running down like a beach shore that's not rocky with like a dog, you know?
And that's sex tape.
How do you?
Yeah, that's sex tape.
John, are you the number one SWAT fan?
Maybe. He's the only SWAT fan. He's not the
number
one.
I have it as a ringtone.
Why?
Really?
I like the movie.
Why?
What's wrong with it?
You're the
because I like the TV show.
You're the reason we have 7 Fast and Furiouses. You're the reason.
He
because
was only
people
in the
like
second
you.
One.
I know, not because he was in them. Because he is he watches these stupid action films that have nothing to do with anything.
Well, come they on, have John. Everything to do
by
with
by the way,
everything.
Am I kicking myself out of Hangout or is it you?
Yeah, Google's being a cunt.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
No.
It was Royce's computer this time, not yours. Okay, so guys, imagine you're a kid.
Imagine that. No heaven. Oh, sorry.
In your 20s.
No, I don't want to do that.
Ugh.
And
kid in my 20s?
No.
You mean a young adult in your 20s.
Okay,
and you live in a smallish, boring town.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay.
You guys all got that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
One night, in the throes of Borden.
Anthony Borden.
No, the milk company.
Yeah, the milk company.
Borden Cows. You decide to start a parody Twitter account for your town's mayor.
Don't tell me what I decided to do.
Who is a cow?
Yes, the cow is the mayor. Pretending to be him, you depict your mayoral ramblings as booze-sodden and drug-addled. You make wild accusations.
Drug-addled?
Yeah, that.
Maybe.
Drug-addled
tonight.
Drug-addled.
Mm-hmm. Is that like Roger Goodell?
It takes a lot of extra drugs because she's a big old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, go ahead, Marie.
It's true. And make claims... and you do so in the guise of the mayor behind a computer.
So here's
screen.
What happened. This kid here made what we've probably everyone in MLR has done or know someone has done it. Made a fake parody account.
Has anyone ever done that?
Well, there was that one time.
Made a fake parody account of the mayor. And, you know, it was all, you know, like typical parody accounts saying he was an alcoholic and, you know, making fun of him. The mayor didn't like that. This mayor of Peoria didn't like that.
Well, anyone with half a brain could figure out that the Twitter account was not actually that of the mayor.
Right.
But he
took
action.
Because it wasn't verified.
Yeah. He took action anyways.
Or was it?
He actually had a SWAT team raid his home to shut...
How did he find out where the kid lived?
Well, through his IP address. Now, check this out. Because he used a law that basically that says if you're impersonating a government official...
they're allowed to arrest you. But here's what happens. That law was made if you mean as you dress up like a cop, you know, or a firefighter or someone you're not supposed to be. Right. Not if you make a parody account, because parody's covered in the First Amendment. Anyway, he sent a SWAT team in. But here's a Shyamalan twist.
Okay.
It turns out that after the raid happened, the prosecutor said, we can't do anything with this. He didn't break any laws. No problem. But because of the raid, not the kid who had the parody account, his roommate, they found pot. Now they're charging him with felony pot possession, his roommate, who had nothing to do with the parody account.
Felony?
Yes. The kid's attorney.
What state?
Illinois.
Illinois.
The kid who has the pot's attorney saying the evidence should be expunged because the raid was illegal.
Right.
You know, and any evidence in an illegal. Now the judge decided to say it was allowed. We're going to uphold it. So, now there's a good thing about this story, Dutch. The mayor got mad because of that, and it did work. There's no longer one fake Twitter account. There's 15 fake Twitter accounts. I swear to God about this guy, and two fake Facebook pages.
Ooh, none of us
did
are
Reddit
in Illinois.
And 4chan get a hold of this,
dude. It's been everywhere.
Probably.
But, oh, no. Yeah.
None of us are in Illinois, so he has no jurisdiction over us, right? Hmm? Like, if I made a Twitter parody account?
He doesn't have jurisdiction in Illinois. That's the point. He just can't get mad and send the fucking police force.
How big is Peoria? Like, you figure you have other things to do.
It's a decent
size. Someone look it up. Look up how big the... what's the population?
Is it a one-horse town or a two-horse town?
It's definitely a three-horse town.
All right, so that's not that bad.
Maybe the SWAT team was just bored.
But none of the horses have names.
Oh.
Maybe the SWAT team needed to like stretch their legs out, and this was the only thing that they could do.
About 120,000 people.
Okay. So to be fair, sometimes you have to send a SWAT team in over a parody account. I just wonder how many people died because the police couldn't reach their house because they were just breaking.
They were busy suiting up in their SWAT gear.
How did
the SWAT team enter the house? Did they like break through the glass? Like through?
It was a no. I was reading, and one of the other stories said it was a no knock. A no knock one.
A no knock.
Yeah, and
yeah,
not
they
only that,
the door
and apparently he logged into this Twitter account at the Wi-Fi of other people's homes because they also searched a couple of other friends' homes.
Well, what did the kid look like?
I don't know.
Was he like a fat loser-y? Like,
it doesn't matter what he looked like.
Was it like South Park's World of Warcraft, or was it just some sad man like sitting in his underwear eating Cheetos?
I don't know, but you know. And by the way, there's several fake Obama ones. So fucking mayor, you cannot just decide.
Is he getting hammered for this in the media?
He's still standing by his gun, saying that it was a law that you can't impersonate it. That it was
Twitter's not impersonating.
Well, I know that.
Well, I mean, what ground is he? Is he still trying to defend that? Like, what?
Well, you can't just be
waste
like,
the resources.
Oh, my bad. You know, you can't just send a SWAT team and be like, my bae, guys.
Now
my
the
bae.
Kid who got caught with pot, is he like facing serious charges?
Felony.
I mean, obviously, felony. That's fucking. He's like, we're about like jail time though.
They didn't get in specifics of how much pot he had. I have no idea.
Yeah, but felony possession, I mean, is typically depending on the state, but anywhere.
Yeah, I was gonna say
over a couple of ounces of pot. It's
yeah,
not a lot.
But you know what? But typically though, they don't send SWAT teams in for a couple of. It's like
for a Twitter account.
It was so stupid. It's so dumb.
Wow.
Yeah, the resources that you're wasting.
And by the way, and also remember, we were just talking about this a couple weeks ago, how that SWAT team broke in to the wrong, not to the wrong house, but finding a guy who no longer lived there and shot a concussion grenade into the crib of a kid. And then the kid had to go to have surgery because his face was all fucked up.
Oh, Jesus.
And the police, Dutch, I don't think you were here, and the police department decided, no, we're not going to pay for the legal, for the medical fees, even though they completely fucked up.
I'm sure if we look back at the story now, they probably said, oh yeah, we're gonna pay for it now, because after these things
still
hit
don't
the media.
I don't
know.
No, they still said no. Something about, I don't know, it sets a precedent or some bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of taking responsibility, and nobody wants to set the precedent of taking responsibility.
Well, the mayor of Peoria set precedent that you send a SWAT team after every fake Twitter account.
I want to do that. Is there any fake hippo juices out there? I want a fucking SWAT team.
Oh, I'm sure
Why a SWAT team? Why not just like one officer?
No,
you don't know how dangerous.
SWAT team.
You don't know how dangerous this guy was.
How dangerous?
It's like, what was he?
Dutch.
What
if he was elite hacker? Dude, you don't know about potheads, bro.
Then what? Hi,
potheads
dude, just,
are the most dangerous people on the planet. Oh God, that chick's here.
What if he was? What if it wasn't a guy? Another Shyamalan twist here.
Uh huh.
It was Angelina Jolie from the movie Hackers.
Okay.
Then what's going to happen? You're going to make out with her, fall in love with her immediately. I wouldn't press charges because that was young Jolie, not Jolie now that looks like a skeleton with a tit job.
You forgot about the lips.
Oh,
I'm sorry, tits?
No, John, come on. Pay
come
attention.
Come on, John.
Focus.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, there's the guy now. He looks like a penis with a wig.
Guys, if we send a SWAT team after every...
I'm just baffled by a SWAT team. Like,
if we got a lazy eye, too. Look at his fucking right eye.
You want to know something, and I don't know why this annoys me, but there's actually a company that makes these backgrounds for photos, and they go, we did a good job. It's a smoky cloud. We did really good. It's that generic photo in yearbooks, everything. This exact background. This company's making millions of dollars.
One of those. You remember getting your family photos at the mall?
Yeah. Like Olin Mills. That was great. That was great, though, because they always had props for you to hold.
The old Olin Mills photos in the mall.
Hey, this is a natural pose. Let's fold both my fingers and put it up to my chin like this.
No, Sears employee, I am not going to hold a trumpet because I don't play any instruments, let alone a trumpet. So, no.
He had to throw away half his glamour shots because they kept making him pop open his suit jacket collar and then look kind of over the camera over his shoulder.
Oh, God, I love those. Jean, is it jacket Jean?
Of course it was.
Okay.
One of my favorite Twitter feeds to follow is Awkward Finley Photos.
Oh, of course. It's amazing.
They're the greatest.
Yeah. They're in the business card. They're in the fucking Hallmark business, greeting card business.
Yeah.
Awkward Family Photos. They have they have the pictures, these shitty family photos. You could send them as greeting cards.
Some of them are just creepy. Yeah. Some of them are like, what?
They're fantastic.
In what planet do you think that's a...
These people exist. That's the best part. They exist. They're real. And some of them, by the way, some of them aren't even that. Some of them are old, but some of them are current. Like, just fucking ugly, terrible people.
Anytime a family dresses up in matching outfits from father all the way to youngest child is just super awkward.
Yeah, that was in my family growing
up. Yeah, those are awful. Those are the worst. Like, I would not want to put those shirts on. No, Mom, I don't care how many times you say, put that shirt on. I don't want to put it on. They're all wearing it. I don't want to wear it.
I may or may not have a family photo from back when we were living in Pennsylvania where we all are wearing all denim.
What the hell?
I may or may not have that. but my mom has it somewhere.
Could you please have it be found?
Now.
I think I'm going to my mom's house this weekend. Yeah, I'll see if I can take that one.
I mean, don't tell her because she'll get upset. But just, you know.
No, she'll laugh at it.
Just find it.
Was it a cowboy hip hop meeting?
Oh, no.
So I have this story here for Marie. I'll read it because
you read it?
I don't want you to read it because I think you're going to freak out because it has to do with Harry Potter.
We were done with the cops?
Unless there's something else you want to say.
Is the new story coming out?
Yeah. Apparently, there was a no-knock warrant on Hogwarts. No, I'm kidding. This woman just changed Harry Potter for her kids. This lady, she's very, very religious.
Uh-huh.
Christian.
Mm-hmm. Well, Harry Potter can be seen as an allegory for, you know, Christianity.
He is not an alligator. He is a wizard. I have read the books. Most people who read the Harry Potter books don't consider the fact that witchcraft and wizardry is regarded by some to be the anti-religion.
I always consider that.
Sean.
What is a book?
Okay. It's like the internet, but on paper.
Question.
Yes.
What is paper?
Okay. It's like the computer screen.
It's what you wipe yourself paper. With.
This is going to take a while.
It's like thin strips of tree.
Thin strips of
question.
Tree.
Question.
Yes.
What are trees?
Okay.
I live in the inner city.
Work. You do. Okay. It's those crops your quote-unquote grandma grows in the closet.
Don't listen to him. Just move on.
Most people who read the Harry Potter books don't consider...
Like me.
Okay, yeah. Don't consider the fact that witchcraft and wizardry is regarded by some to be anti-religion. But this one mother does, and she's had enough of the blasphemy. So she just wrote this new version.
Oh, no.
This housewife decided to rewrite the Harry Potter series into Christian books.
All seven of them?
So she's doing it.
I'm sure Rowling had no problem with that.
So apparently, I was reading about this. It's covered as parody because she's not selling them. It's
hello.
Fine. Christian books, so her kids won't be reading about witchcraft. It's not easy to read purely because reading while laughing is hard. It's called... Guys, you ready?
I'm ready.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Harry Potter, : Hogwarts School of Prayer and Miracles.
What?
Prayer and Miracles?
Say miracles again.
No, it's no different than magic and wizardry. I mean, it's all make-believe shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Reverend,
it doesn't seem nearly as
Marie,
cool.
Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only correlation. Is
I
that
mean, I'm sitting.
I've already read this. I think it's better. Check this out. Reverend Dumbledore beamed.
No.
Reverend Dumbledore.
No.
Reverend Dumbledore?
Reverend?
Yeah.
Nice.
Reverend Al Sharpton Dumbledore.
No.
Al Dumbledore.
Reverend Al Sharpton Dumbledore beamed. Why, thank you, little one. His voice had distinctive southern twang to it.
Twang.
Why did he have to be southern?
Because all good southern folk are stupid Christians.
I mean,
Christians.
Where is the House of Prayers and Miracles going to be?
Alabama.
Okay. On, there are fucking Christians in the United Kingdom, too.
So she didn't only just, okay, we're going to switch this from witchcraft to...
No, she did do a word search.
Jesus craft. Like, she completely changed the characters.
To Minecraft.
She didn't do a word search and just change wizardry to God.
Right.
And wand to the power of. So, why, thank you, little one. His voice has distinctive southern twang to it. That made Harry feel so safe and welcome. He knew in that moment that Reverend Dumbledore was a man of God. And here's another good one.
I hate it.
My father says that dark times are coming. Hermione spoke worriedly.
What?
This isn't the first time she had seen someone coming. There's a man named Voldemort who...
Voldemort.
What?
They didn't change the name. It's just
Voldemort Malin?
Who cannot be named.
Who wants to destroy all that we stand for. He is pushing an agenda...
Is he a Muslim?
El Diablo. He is pushing an agenda in Congress which will stop us from practicing our faith freely. So this version of Harry Potter has a lot more Congress votes in it than the other ones do. There's a lot more House of Representatives stuff.
Oh, no.
And a lot of bills. Like, so really, it's a lot of filibustering and a lot less magic.
Wait.
Yeah.
So this lady, I was kind of cool, like, okay with it when she was just changing the story, and I thought they'd get to go to, like, the School of Prayer and Miracles and have fun. But she's pushing her own agenda on these kids. What a dick.
That's what parents are supposed to do.
Right.
But so when this J.K. Rowling and her like her army of lawyers start suing the shit out of this lady?
They can. It's covered as
parody. The second she starts selling
it. She's not making any money off of it.
J.K. Rowling is probably just laughing in her throne in her giant castle over in the United Kingdom saying, screw all you little people.
Is she married?
I don't know.
She's probably, I don't think so.
I should fuck J.K. Rowling.
Oh. I don't think it's that easy.
I think it is.
You're not married.
Why
I'm
not?
Gonna fuck J.K. Rowling.
I'm douche charming though, right?
It is true.
Douche not so charming.
And he's not a Harry
Brits
Potter fan.
Love that.
So she.
No, I do. I am.
Oh, she is married to Neil.
Oh.
Fuck Neil. I'm gonna kill Neil.
tell me how to get to this heaven, Harry cried.
And Sesame Place.
Wistfully. Sesame wistfully.
Street.
Clasping his hands together. Sometimes the wisdom of little ones is really amazing.
You know, it's not even fair because, like I said, Harry Potter could have been taken as an allegory anyways.
We think we grown-ups know it all.
Why did you have to change so much of the plot line?
Yeah, I was going to say, you can teach the same lessons. Yeah.
No, you can't.
No, I mean, Harry is kind of a Jesus figure. I mean, he dies and goes to a quasi-heaven and then comes back and saves everyone.
You know,
well, yeah. And,
but who is
Magic,
Dumbledore?
Bro.
What did you say, Dutch?
Dumbledore would be like the God, like, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost type of thing.
Okay.
And they have Trinity symbols all over the place.
That's not true. Trinity was in the Matrix. I saw the movie.
Right. But not that Trinity. Not the Matrix Trinity. The Deathly Hallows Trinity.
I don't know. I never saw that.
It's the triangle, the circle, and the stick.
And the stick.
You're thinking of the Triforce from Zelda, but it's okay, Marie. People make mistakes.
It looks like something that would be on the cover of a Led Zeppelin album.
Oh my God. What? Hermione's going to be the next one on the Fappening.
No.
I just looked it up. They're saying that, oh my God, this is the greatest news ever.
Where is this going down?
The hackers are saying that basically that they're going to release her photos next.
This is the greatest thing ever! At last, the
secret of it. Speaking of Hermione and the Fappening and Harry Potter, Dutch. Did you see that Emma Watson is going on a whole feminism campaign through the United Nations? Like she
her for him or something?
Is she gay?
Or him for her?
No, I don't think so.
No, she's so hot.
I hope so.
She's straight.
I've never seen her with a guy. I always just assumed she kind of was.
She's just very feminist. But she defends feminism as not being an evil word, but, you know, just saying equal equality.
Hey, guys,
she had this whole
Christian Harry Potter
of,
book
like,
here.
I know.
We think we grown-ups know it all, but then God speaks through the mouths of little ones and shows us how we all are
mortals.
That's
creepy. That's creepy.
Struggling on the path of life. Humility. All you have to do is be saved. Do you want to be saved? I do, I do. Harry squealed, jumping up and down. Then pray the sinner's prayer.
Harry would never jump up and down squealing like that. He's a very depressed boy. He lost both his parents. He's crying all the time. He has awful Aunt Petunia, and she's always beating down on him because she's jealous or worried that she also has powers.
Aunt Petunia tried to stop him, but she was powerless against Harry's pure, innocent, holy energy. Soon,
you know what this is?
What? Awesome?
She, no. She wants to write Christian books. But she's not creative enough to come up with her own storyline or characters. So she's basically writing her own story, but using a pre-existing thing.
They already have it.
Because she's
the Bible.
Not smart enough
it's like
to think
Jesus-y
of it.
Fan fiction.
Joel, I think you were close, right. But not quite hitting it. I think what she's saying, what in her mind is that people on a normal level find Christian stories boring and uninteresting. So she took the most interesting and then
what's she talking about? Have you seen Jack Chick?
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing that if it is a fanfic, then it's one of the rare ones, because I thought 99.9% of them about you fucking the main character. Because I've read those fanfics, and there's usually just somebody fucking Spider-Man or somebody having sex
with
Batman.
Well, have you finished this miracle prayer book yet?
No, you know what? I haven't got to the end of it, but hopefully that's
everyone dies.
No, in an orgy. Hogwarts School of Prayer Miracles, Harry.
I hate it.
Queried and clasped his hands.
She's really upset.
Just
right
hearing
now.
That name, he felt such a sense of inner peace. He wanted to have more of that peace, and he wanted to learn how to be a good Christian.
I wonder what she was translating out of the original story. It was like he wanted more chocolate frogs off the trolley.
No, he wanted more Jesus in his heart. Christians were, in fact, the exact same thing. I want to go to there. No, I want to go there. Hagrid beamed widely. He had.
Is Hagrid still a half giant, half person?
No, he's a Bible. No, I don't know.
This sounds awful.
This is weird. Why would they just use the actual moving book as the Bible?
Shut up. He had been praying so hard that says that there. Just let me tell you, shut up. She said shut up to you.
Does he still have Fang, a giant dog?
No. You know what it is?
What?
Another Bible.
What's the point?
He had been praying so hard that he came. Save a soul today.
How do they explain the Horcrux then in a Christian way?
It's also a Bible.
Everything is the Bible.
Yeah, it's just you know. Remember how Spielberg?
Horcruxes are bad.
Remember how Spielberg? Yeah.
So then, what was Dobby? Was Dobby Judas?
No, Dobby was a helper, so he couldn't.
He wasn't a Bible as much as like those little mini tract testaments. You know how you'll get like just one book of the Bible and like this little mini thing. That's what he was.
Okay.
I guess Malfoy would be Judas.
I couldn't have cried more when Dobby died.
Did you read Judas's own gospel? Like,
cause no, but I listened to Lady Gaga's song.
Oh, okay.
Is yeah. It it's the same thing.
It's great.
It's pretty much the same thing.
It's a tough read.
I think it is.
I thought Perfect Circle's rendition of Judas is pretty good.
Hagrid beamed widely. He had been praying so hard to have a soul today, and he was so happy to have saved the soul of such a sweet, earnest little one. The poor boy being raised by two parents who were not Christian and who both went to work and left him with a babysitter all day long.
And both were men.
They need Jesus.
It was a good thing Hagrid had gone and got here in time. 5 years down the road.
On his flying motorcycle?
Wait, Hagrid stole this parent's kid?
5 years, shut up. Don't
question
things,
Well, he did in the original story, too.
But they, like, abused him and shit. These guys just had to work.
It's just some butt stuff.
Well, these guys also abused Harry because they weren't Christian.
Did I
he
hear
was
butt
raised
stuff?
By non-Christian folk. Didn't
Who's
you
doing
hear?
Butt stuff?
Dude, Hagrid can't come to my house and take my kid.
Whoa.
What if he took it on a flying motorcycle?
Oh, he'd really want to go. Yeah,
5 years down the road, Harry might have...
What kid wouldn't say yes?
You know what, pedophiles? Learn your lesson. Get a flying motorcycle. You'll get all the kids you want.
No, I don't want to spread that message.
I'm not saying spread it.
I don't want to offend our pedophile fan base.
Listen, if it motivates, if this motivates people to invent flying cars, and it has to be because of pedophilia, so be it. We're gonna have flying cars.
Come on, we're really
moving.
Very Nazi-esque. Statement to
the
me.
The end justifies the means. We are almost to 2015. And I haven't seen one hovercraft.
Are you talking about a systematic elimination of a race of people?
No.
Okay, then that's
I'm just
fine.
Talking about hover cars.
Final solution.
5 years down the road, Harry might have been fornicating, drug addicted evolutionist.
What?
End
what?
Of story. That's what would have happened if it wasn't saved.
God, that would have been awful. Awesome.
I mean, Harry did take a couple of drugs. Remember when he had that Felix Felicitatis potion where he had good luck?
Yeah.
That was a great scene.
Who's this Felix Empanada character?
Felix Empanada.
Are they?
Sounds delicious.
Are they Felix, meat or
oh my God, I want to open up my own sidecar Felix business empanadas? Where we make Felix Empanadas. And we say that you'll be extra lucky for eating them.
That sounds terrible.
But Wampandejo can work there.
Oh, you're right.
You're right. Wampandejo, sell your Felix Empanadas.
I'm way ahead of you. I already got the permit for the truck.
Is that
I got
all?
A friend that does use cars on the side. And he's got one that is, he say he's no prowling, man. I cannot sell this one. He's okay.
Well, do you actually have a recipe for the empanadas or you just have the truck?
Hey, you know, you just Google it, I guess, you know.
I mean, what kind of flavors are your Felix empanadas going to be? Do you even know?
One is going to be, you know, barbacoa. The other one is going to be, you know, a carne asada. And then we do, you know, one with just the lettuce for the people that don't like to eat the meat.
A lettuce empanada sounds just terrible. Lettuce.
It sounds so terrible. Sounds when you fry so up the
deep
lettuce.
Fried lettuce?
Ew.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Hey, you know, don't knock it till you try it. You tried it before, then you cannot talk.
Kids concocting new deadly drink on their parents' noses.
On their parents' noses?
Under.
Like they're using noses and blending them and making a drink out of them?
Yes, that's what they're doing. That's what I meant to say. You guys got me.
That's so evil.
It is pretty evil.
That is on the streets of Wilmington.
Your teenager may already be exposed to it. WECT no. Stacy Pinnock.
Your teenager?
I'm way too excited about my job.
My teenager?
You don't even have one.
I don't have one. Jesus, wow, I'm that's concerned.
Creepy. That's creepy.
What is happening to you?
Teenagers, you guys. Yeah. I told
Fred needs to calm down. He came at me way too aggressively with that headline.
Yeah, calm down, Fred.
Experts who say parents can play a big role.
Can you back it up, please? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you know what?
I get such a kick out of these idiots.
Something else I want you to notice is his lapel mic must be sitting on it. Listen to how far away he sounds. Okay, just listen. I'll start from the beginning. But listen to the story. But try not to get obsessed.
Listen how clean she sounds and then listen to him.
Right. A new drug that is on the streets of Wilmington.
Your teenager may already be exposed to it. WECT Stacy Pinto talked to experts.
Was he in a bathroom?
I'm not sure who has this kind of delivery, but I used to watch Star Trek as a kid.
Your teenager may be concocting stuff, but I know that my teenager isn't because my wife got custody of the kid.
My son doesn't talk to me because I address him in this manner.
All the time.
I only talk to myself like this in the mirror.
How's it going, kiddo?
Big role in controlling Dirty Sprite, Stacy.
Dirty Sprite. No, that's not a new dance craze, guys.
It's the name of my cat. Yeah.
Well, John, it's not cocaine or heroin we're talking about here. It's prescription drugs that could be lying around your house.
Ooh.
And teenagers
just lying on the floor. Normally, when
I
get my
I do leave my prescription drugs lying on the floor.
All over the floor, just in case.
I like to leave it like a trail of candy on the way to my bedroom.
Or mixing those pills with a sweet soda and some candy and now have a new party drink.
The pills you took last month for a headache or back pain are being taken again. But this time, it's by someone else around your house.
Yeah, they're picking out
of feces.
They're
taking them out of my poop?
Out of feces, like monkeys.
Now, is there...
Like suppositories?
For real?
Yeah.
No, not for real.
Is there some sort of drug sommelier where they're mixing prescriptions with different flavors of soda?
Yeah.
Like a sommelier pirate?
Someone else around your house.
About a third of those youth say that they've either seen or used Dirty Sprite or Lean.
Two of the three ingredients to make this street cocktail are perfectly fine. Sprite and Jolly Rancher.
You know what would be funny?
That sounds perfectly
fine. You know,
talking about scissor, right?
You know the best part? No, this is different. You know the best part is if they gave what the drug was and not the Jolly Rancher because they thought they were being safe?
Right.
It's Sprite, Vicodin, and a third thing we won't say.
We won't tell you.
God damn it.
But dropping
Yeah, thanks for giving me new drug ideas all the time, news.
By the way, the prescription drugs look, I don't know what they are.
And that's when this drink can turn deadly.
Yeah, the first time I was it. I knew I wanted it, and they just keep using it.
Deanna Holland is the prevention director at Coastal Horizons.
And I bet she gets so much dick.
And has already heard from teens
she
who
does have a voice like she does.
Yep.
With it, and are still using it.
So if you see your kid walking around the house with a Sprite and a Jolly Rancher,
punch him in the face as hard as you
kick
can.
Kick him in the genitals.
Just and you scream at him, and you go, "What the fuck?" fuck are
they
you?
They kicked him in the penis.
What if the kid just likes Sprite? Curiosity. What if he just likes Sprite?
Guys, that's I've gross. Already come up with a few concept ideas for a knockoff Dirty Sprite drink concoctions.
Oh, Filthy Sierra Mist.
We have Harry Mountain Dew.
I like it.
Spiked Fanta.
I like it.
Evil Dr. Pepper.
That's not bad.
Slam Crush.
Ooh, what's Slam Crush? What's
it could be
that?
Orange or grape.
That's not bad. Those are good. Okay.
But
that's
it has
the business.
Hydrocodone.
We have to come up with our own street drug.
Yeah.
Drink. Street drug drink. You know?
Street drug drink.
Street drug drink.
Like scissor.
No, not like scissor. Whiter.
Oh, okay.
Like maybe, you know, champagne and meth.
And the best one out of all of them is Rufy.
What? That's pretty white.
The best one out of all of them is Rufy Jupina.
A methmosa.
Rufy Jupina?
It's very Hispanic.
Hispanic.
Yes.
Oh, Rufy Jupina? Duh, that's my daughter.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
We're going to have a quinceañera this weekend. Anybody want to come?
I'm down.
The bottom. You may want to ask some questions.
Ask them about their friends, you know, and what they've heard.
And what they're wearing.
And then strip search them.
ASL.
Make sure that you read.
And who's carrying and where to get some.
And also give me some.
State your family's values on alcohol and other drugs.
Next to alcohol and marijuana, prescription drugs is one of
We got a few other drink ideas.
Sure, I'd like to hear them.
We have Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, I like that one.
And Tab Bundy.
Tab Bundy's not bad. Yes.
What is marijuana?
I have no idea.
This is ridiculous.
I heard it was a gateway drug.
Mm-hmm. Gateway to your bisexuality.
The most abused substances.
Any kind of really big changes in behavior and their concern, they can bring.
What if it's puberty?
Bring them by and.
No, it's drugs.
But what if they're having a bad day?
It's drugs.
What if they have a
drugs.
Cold?
Drugs.
Drugs.
But what if
are you doing drugs?
But.
Drugs.
And see what's going on. Let's talk about what's happening. Let's talk about what you're seeing and what concerns you might have.
When it comes to prescription drugs, Deanna is asking parents to lock it up or throw it out.
Dee, you're asking that?
I hope that they lock
it. I'm really not. I don't care what people do with it.
I hope that they lock the prescription.
I give my kid drugs all the time.
I
think they should just leave them around. You know, let the kid experiment.
Tell us how you feel, Royce.
You know.
I hope they lock
up.
I hope they lock up the prescription drugs in the same cabinet as a fire extinguisher, and the whole house burns down just because they're just being too strong parents.
Oh no!
Says locking cabinets because accessibility in the home is the place where most youth are getting it.
Youth.
Because those pills at the bottom.
Two youths. Relax, Joe Pesci. We're gonna get through this.
Bottom of your medicine cabinet could be your kid's new obsession.
Now, the best way to get rid of your expired or unwanted
is to take it all at the same time.
All at the same time.
That's the only real way to get rid of
it. That's the only way. Just don't flush it.
That'd be wasteful.
You drink all of it at the same time with a bottle of vodka.
If you flush it, you're going to ruin your drinking water.
Yeah, come on. Don't be a dick. Drink it.
Yeah, it's all about the fish, man. Yeah.
What you should do is replace all your prescription pills in your pill bottles with, like, Dulcolax or something that'll make your kid shit. Mm-hmm. And then you take all of your medicine and put it in, like, those month
holders. You are a sadistic
holders.
Fuck.
And then you just wait. You wait and you see. And then you know what that little shit was going to do when he starts shitting all over the place. That's you're like, I knew it.
Here's a hippo juice.
I don't think Dee should be allowed to have a kid.
Here's a hippo juice tip.
I don't need a license for it.
She's doing fine. She's doing fine.
Here's a hippo juice tip. If you have expired medicines, what you want to do is, not many people know this, if you grind them up, it actually doubles as baby formula.
Hmm. It makes them go to sleep.
Hippo juice tip.
I don't think that's a real thing.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Hippo facts.
I'm not a doctor, so don't listen to me.
Not a good. Yeah.
We haven't tested or verified.
I tested it and I verified it.
Yeah. How many kids have you been around, Dutch? What would you know?
Prescription pills is by going to a free medical disposal event.
I was making a joke because of your large family.
There's a medical disposal event. What's a medical disposal event? I'll tell you what a medical disposal event is. Give it to a bum. They'll take them. They love that shit.
That's when the dispensary throws out all their pot and I hang out back waiting for the trash can to be filled.
So you go through a trash can?
To get trash bags full of pot.
Trash pot. You know.
Oh my God.
It's fine.
Pot trash.
This is fine.
This is fine. It's in a bag. It's in a can. Pot.
You're like the Oscar the Grouch, but of pot.
It was California. At the top of the trash.
He is the Oscar the Grouch of pot.
Oscar Grouch of pot.
I hate it. Why am I so grumpy? And get off my lawn.
Listen.
Like he's kind of chill about it.
Listen, I'm not a big fan of most drugs because they don't taste good. But if you're putting it into a delicious soda beverage, I will sip that all night.
How much fun is drugs?
They're great, right?
Drugs Dude, are a lot of fun.
How much drugs?
I just was like having like a flashback of like, you know, like my ecstasy days. Like that was fun. I can't do it now, but that was fun.
How much I'm fun sorry. Is drugs?
Okay, Dutch. I want
Speaking
you-
of drugs, Dutch, do you think that ecstasy should be legalized?
It was for a while. I think ecstasy should. I think Molly's horseshit.
I think they're the same thing.
No, no, they're not. That's the question they're asking me
What's
today.
The difference? No, they're not. Want to know why? Is because, okay, so I went through my ecstasy phase back in, like, you know, the early 2000s when it was, like,
the early September. Cool.
When it was good.
When it was good and the thing to do.
Right. And so, like, I think it was, like, 2.5 years ago, my younger brother convinced me to go to, because I hadn't been to a rave in, like, 4 or 5 years up until that point. And he's like, dude, this DJ's coming. You know, come with me, man. Like, you always talk about the heyday when you used to go. Come with me on this one. I was like, all right. This is my last one. I'll go and do it. And all they had was this, quote, Molly, which, you know, it's obviously been stepped on about 14,000 times before you actually get it. Whereas back in the day, they just would press it directly into the pill. It was the worst experience of my life. I was on the verge of, you know, having my what they call a roll, like where you actually trip into that whole like ecstasy feeling. On the verge of it for about 7 or 8 hours and never fully got into it.
I thought that's when you listen to too much Limp Bizkit.
No.
Or when you watch the movie Go with Jay Moore.
Dude, there's nothing worse than that.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
And
well,
after that, I was like, I'm never doing this drug ever again.
You know
never.
What might be worse? Look at this picture in the chat. I'll explain the picture here. There's a real picture. This is not set up. It's a police officer on the hood of a car with a lady.
Is he trying to ask her out on a date?
No, okay. Check this
Did
out.
She hit
this
him?
This looks set up.
It's not.
It looks like he's pointing at bird poop. What's on her windshield?
It even says it looks... it's a police officer, D.
I know. What under his hand, it looks white.
Oh. Why is he flipping off the camera?
She missed it.
It honestly looks like he's leaning on her car, asking her, do you want this wash?
Okay, you're going to like this. It looks staged, and that's racist.
You know, a lot of people do think I look like Marlon Wayans.
You're right.
That's exactly
Oh, my God, that's a great caption for that.
And her face is like, you're not Marlon Wayans?
Wait, I thought you were Terry Crews.
Here's the problem. That is perfect. Just put it underneath. Wait, you're not Marlon Wayans.
Who did he play in The Wire?
Here's your problem right here. Your windshield wiper motor's broken.
Oh.
But the photo showing an open-mouthed woman clutching her head and a uniformed man lounging across the hood of her car is apparently the real deal. The picture was snapped by Allison Yates in San Francisco last Thursday, Monday evening, when she witnessed the incredible sight. She says, I saw her go by and realized there was a guy in the hood on his back, hanging on, kind of spread eagle. Yates said, she turned right from the far left across all lanes. We caught up to her around Market Street. She was screaming, and he was screaming. It was insane. Yates first took the photo to Hoodline, where reported on the bizarre incident Friday. Some further digging, they found that the identity of the driver is 33-year-old Bo Monsaboth. Monsaboth told Cron that the meter maid, it's a meter Bo? Maid.
It That's was, a dude?
Apparently, the meter maid had asked for sexual favors.
Hot.
That she had become frightened and suspected that he was not a real city worker. She says, I'm still shaken up by the whole situation. I was sexually harassed, then had a man jump on my car. I never tried to run that meter maid over. It's clear that I'm at a stop, and the pick, I made several stops.
Here's what happened.
Hey, baby, you want to suck my pick?
There are a lot of people who may not like the work of parking enforcement officers, but it appears that one driver took that dislike to the next level and potentially in a very dangerous way.
Tomorrow, I'm going to plan not to drink so much before I come on the air.
But then I plan on not listening to the assholes.
Over an enforcement officer, Crown Force J.R. Stone has the new details.
A woman in a car and a parking enforcement officer on the hood of that car. Officers say this is not a fake or Photoshop picture. In fact,
it's actually Spawn turning back into his human form.
In fact, they say the woman drove with the man on her hood for around a mile.
A mile? It a mile?
Like, it sounds like a rap song.
A whole mile.
Ghost ride the whip. Ghost ride the whip.
Starting near Alamo Square, ending near Market Street.
Okay, this gentleman's stoned, by the way.
Craziest. Yeah,
I can't see the video because you closed down.
Yeah, you can't see the video because fucking Google. Google and everything else taking a shit, so don't worry about
easily
it.
One
so should I just close it down then? Is it
you're
worth
fine.
It?
I want to see your pretty face.
In my life.
It was just totally bizarre.
Police say the woman driving his 33-year-old Beau Monsoon bath. They tell us an enforcement...
Uh-oh. Sorry, go ahead. We lost
Ooh, baby, you're making me crazy.
Get off of my car now. I'm gonna drive you across town.
Every time I look around.
Bizarre.
I'm gonna drive you across town.
I was driving in my house.
This. John, sing about her driving him across town.
Long driving my cross town. I got guy on my hood now. How bizarre.
No.
I don't feel like you
what
were doing
it. What a shitty song.
What? You mean really good?
Oh my god, this song is
the best
awful.
Song of me. It's ever, ever.
Ooh, baby. He's trying to rape me.
It's
every time I drive around.
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 He's on my hood.
To rape me.
Ooh, rape me.
How weird that it fits so well.
How bizarre.
How weird is it that every ridiculous story fits into at least one song?
This fucking, this guy.
He's trying to rape me. Every time I drive around.
This guy's great. God, his open shirt is so hot. All right, sorry.
His dick's in my face.
Hot.
That was so clean.
It won't work though because I was singing, so it doesn't sound like an apple.
It still sounds fun.
Okay, in this picture, real quick, who's the guy that's just kind of like leaning with his legs crossed, like in the reflection of the car?
Oh my God! You got a reflection. Zooming in.
He's just chilling out.
Is he wearing capris? Like, what is that?
My computer,
is that a bubble butt?
My computer cannot bitmap, so I don't know what it is.
He might be like...
He's we need to call NCIS.
It's a guy in long shorts walking by.
I think that's a girl, and she's wearing high waters.
Ooh, yeah.
Why are you zooming
girl.
In? Because I can't zoom in from here. Tell me what's in the cop's hand.
It's a dick.
It looks like a pen. It's a pen.
It's definitely
he's
not
given
a dick.
The middle finger.
He's not a cop.
It's a notepad. It's his ticket pad.
It's his
electronic ticket pad. Did I get it? How many points did I get?
He's flipping off the hood of the car because apparently he doesn't like hybrids.
He's using his middle finger like to point downward to hold his hand up, and he's holding the paper pad in the palm of his hand. In the other hand, he has the little scanner doodad.
Oh, is that what all it is?
Scanner,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was like a taser thing. But
his little scanner doodad, and his nerdy glasses are on his face, and he's saying,
when did they start hiring men to be meter maids?
Ever since
I thought that was like a fat black woman job.
Ever since
around
this song,
the same time men became nurses.
Well, because they had to take equality rights from women and everywhere.
More like equality wrongs, am I right, guys?
Hip. I just can't imagine a single one of my male friends who'd be like, "Yeah, I'm a parking ticket enforcer or whatever." Like, okay, so what's the story?
An officer was writing her a ticket, and she attempted to run him down. Officers say to avoid the collision, he jumped on her hood. In the process, she slammed into a motorcycle and drove off with him on the car.
And of course, and the thing is, you will only see this with black people and women.
Oh, God.
Where they're clearly in the wrong. So to try to like say face, he tried to sexually harass me, or he's a racist. Like, they'll call that out when they're clearly, they got caught fucking.
I have audio of her, Dutch.
Huh?
I have audio of her if you want to hear her.
Ooh, yay.
Oh, I want you to hit me so bad right now.
Just hit me.
No, I just couldn't believe that this woman continued to go down Oak Street with this guy on the hood of her car and didn't just stop right then and there.
Yeah.
How does one code down?
To be fair, I never get emotional about anything.
I saw a car.
Just before this interview, I found out my dad died, but I don't care. Whatevs.
Yeah, I haven't had my voice change from this pitch ever.
on the left, and I said, hey, I think there's a guy on the roof of that car.
Wow, astute observation, lady.
Yeah, really good.
Good
way
job.
To go, Captain Obvious.
She's here's great. A cookie.
Captain Hindsight.
This dude on her hood, like holding on for dear life. She was swerving in between lanes going down Oak.
But while you may think of Monsoon Bath as the bad guy, she tells Cron 4 that she was...
Monsoon Bath? Sounds like when you have to do one of those security things.
That is the worst
thing. No, it sounds like one of those things when you have to type those security things to make sure you're human on a website. Just randomly two generated words.
No, wait,
or what's it called? Capatza?
I can actually tell you what a monsoon bath is. That's when you had that's when you have a combination shower bathtub. Uh-huh. You fill up your bathtub with tub water and you turn on the shower. So when you're sitting in the bathtub, you're soaking in the tub, but also the shower water is hitting you in the face.
That's called
a monsoon bath.
Why don't we
done that.
Yeah.
If that's what that's called, I've had a monsoon bath because I've totally done that before.
Okay. A variation is a bubble monsoon bath. That's when you use, you know, bath salts.
What about a gorilla monsoon bath where the dead wrestling promoter washes you?
Actually, a gorilla monsoon bath is when you're a hairy individual and the bathtub gets clogged up with pubes.
I like it.
Wait, it has to be pubes?
Let's see what else Xbox.
John, what was that? Okay?
What was that? Are you okay?
Are you okay? John?
Did you like laugh and sneeze and cough at the same time?
That was a snort sneeze. That was a snort laugh. Are you laughing at the fact that pews are clogging up your gorilla bath?
Did you just poop in your pants a little bit?
No, wait. I was laughing at what shit Sean's reaction.
I'm sorry.
What? Okay. Anyway, let's see what else Xbox Gamertag Name did.
As the bad guy, she tells Cron 4 that she was sexually harassed before the man.
I just can't take this guy.
I am Cron 4, leader of all the Romulans. All right, fucking stop.
Hey guys, we're gonna do a party chat. You know, just come on and we'll do some Destiny. Just look for the hashtag Cron 4.
Yeah, a Cron. Oh yeah, hey, mine is Monsoon Bathhouse or whatever the fuck her name was.
Hey, what's up, Monsoon Bath 69? We also got Roverine blood coming in.
Okay, cool. That's nice.
Sexually harassed before the man jumped on her car. She claims that she stopped several times and he wouldn't get off. Something.
But she did not collaborate and listen.
Do you still have Harpazara? One wit-
what? Do I still have Harpazara? I know, Marie. You know what? I'm over it.
I just feel like if you played both him talking about it and the song,
I don't think it's
going to
line up.
Up
well, but we're going to find out.
I really feel like
Miss
it
who
would.
Took this picture verifies.
The woman was screaming. All I heard her say was that he's scaring me. At one point, the cars were stopped at a light and she actually hopped out of the car and was yelling, and there was a guy on the car and he was yelling, and the motorcyclist was
yelling. Why didn't he get off the car
and then take
the keys?
And then he was yelling, and then I took out my phone, and then I hit the picture button, and then I hit record, and then I recorded, and then I put it on the internet.
And then now
I'm right here talking to you right now.
And he's still on my car.
I'm currently talking. I am still
People
talking.
People in California aren't the best at speaking, are they?
I said help. He let me.
Girl in my class in high school used to give oral reports.
They tell stories in real time. It's like.
Have you ever had a dream that.
You're not sick for that. You had, son of a bitch.
You could do so much.
Halfway through that drop, I stopped believing that kid was still trying to start that sentence.
And then the light turned green, and they all got back on.
Hold on, I want to hear her one more time. Sorry.
I feel like
let's start it over. Let's hear everyone pay attention.
Okay, I'm paying attention.
Of the car, and was yelling, and there was a guy on the car, and he was yelling, and the motor.
Maybe hold on. I'm back up a little more. I want to see how many times she says car. Guys, anyone drinking at home, go get a drink. Go right now.
Every time
she says car, you take a shot.
I'll sound it off every time she says it.
Car and?
Pass.
All right, here we go.
At one point, the cars were stopped at a light, and she actually hopped out of the car and was yelling, and there was a guy on the car, and he was yelling, and the motorcyclist was stopped, and he was yelling, and then the light turned green, and they all got back on and kept moving. So I'm thinking, we better call 911, because she's going to get on the freeway on ramp with this guy in her car. And that's when
Can you imagine on the freeway with this guy holding on?
If Jeremy hadn't tossed me water, I'd be trashed right now.
Policeman drove up on his motorcycle.
Now, it is important to note that I have...
That woman should have kept going, but then explained the traffic route that she would have taken, because that's what Californians do.
Yeah. What are you doing
here? She would have taken the 402 West to the East Line B Expressway.
I hate that state so much.
I've been talking with Bo Monsoon Bath all evening long online.
Bo Monsoon Bath is a great name, guys. Why are you laughing?
How do you think she spells Bo?
B-O, actually. It says it here.
Really?
Oh, not B.O.
Right?
All right. Can we see what else Bo Jackson Monsoon Bath did?
Beauregard Monsoon Jackson?
Yeah. Let's see what else Beauregard Monsoon Bath did.
I had stopped many times. He wouldn't get off. Led me to believe he wasn't a real meter maid. She
it
goes
led me
on
to believe
say,
he wanted to be on the hood of
I
the
mean,
car.
Because, come
and he
on.
Tried to sexually harass me. I love when women do that.
I thought
way.
He was. He led me to believe he wasn't a meter maid. And come on, let's be honest. He was a guy meter maid.
Ask me to do things instead of getting a parking citation.
I mean, he'd be a meter man, not a meter maid.
Yeah, so I knew right there he was lying.
You know she sounds like
he'd be
like
a meter
that,
butler.
I got a skull.
Why can't they be meter persons?
Everyone should be meter people.
Which I mean, he says meter maid, and I was like, I have to run people? Him over.
To believe he was posing as a meter maid, she says,
I
do things.
I go to
sexually,
school.
And I panicked.
I thought it was just like a flash mob thing, where like he was trying to do his thing, and I was trying to do
There's
my thing.
There's usually not a lot of Negroes here.
Yeah.
I actually thought it was a reality show, and I was getting punked.
And I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to wait there for him, because he was so fat that I had to just drive away. I cannot be around fat Negroes. It makes me uncomfortable. I get shaky and my blood sugar was totally low.
And I had
so I had to hit up a Jamba Jay and just recharge. Go ahead, Marie.
But I got an energy boost in it because and then a protein thing. Like I got the peanut butter one.
Oh my God, someone should hit her with a car.
Some wow. big accusations
right.
there.
I have a couple questions. One, first of all, is that officer okay?
And secondly, have you seen
Not
my
officer.
Flask?
I wish that that newscaster would have said, first of all, my first question is that officer's name really?
Yeah. The lady's Wait. Name, really Bo Waterbath?
Oh, that was the woman's name?
That was the woman's name?
Yeah, the woman's name is Monsoon name. Bath.
Oh, no.
Bo Monsoon Bath.
Big accusations
right.
there.
I have a couple questions. One, first of all, is that officer okay?
And secondly, how the fuck dare you talk to me like that?
And how can
Why
I
would you
that,
call
man?
Him an
Look
officer?
At him. He looks good in a uniform. He's a slit. Marlon Wayans, I'm telling you.
Yeah, did you say he looks slit?
Yeah, he looks slit. He looks like a...
In a uniform.
He looks all slit up.
To him?
He's okay. That's the good news part of
and
this.
And will she face charges in this or not?
Yes.
Yes. You can't hit people with a car.
You can't run
the answer
people
is yes. I don't care.
Well, you can't.
Here's what happens. If somebody does sexual, you call the police, get in your car, say, look, let me call the real police. You're making me feel uncomfortable. But you know what you don't do? You don't hit them with your car.
Listen here. Yes.
There you listen, a, you don't tell me to listen.
There's a total listen difference to between okay. hitting a meter maid with your car and a meter maid asking for a ride. Mm-hmm. I was giving him a ride on my car.
Ooh, you are angry.
What?
What?
What? Live Radio!
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given.
I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Last Sunday show.
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the rail.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
Orange Room.
Orange Room.
More Life Radio!
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I just keep thinking to myself, and it makes me giggle, that every time I hear the story, I imagine it was Ray Romano in the same situation.
Oh.
Oh, Debra.
Kind of does.
I barely touched her. Come on. Oh. Oh, it was my brother. Look at him. He's bigger than me. Come on. Oh. Come on, everybody loves me. I got twins. Come on. Oh, let's go Home Depot. Come on.
Fess up, Raymond. You know it was you. They got you on video.
Anybody want soup?
Ma, come on. We're talking over here.
So if you learn anything from Hippo Juice, remember Ray Romano allegedly punched his wife in an elevator.
Right.
We don't report the news accurately. We report half of it. Whatever. It's still news. So fuck you guys. This is more entertaining than some football player.
Listen to the Hippo Juice show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Catley and Oshley. Fuck.
Damn it. What?
You can't even say it wrong correctly.
Mary Catley and Oshley.
Stroking worse in case.
Wow.
See,
Mary Cat and Billy Ocean?
That was the one you had.
You could probably say Mary Catley Olson, because then you wouldn't have to say Ashley. But you know what else? You know what else I read? What I figured out was interesting. Why don't people call it Ashley and Mary Kate Olson instead of Mary Kate and Oshley? God damn it.
Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Shall we play a game?
How about fantasy football?
Wouldn't you prefer a good game of chess?
No, damn it. It's been 5 months and I want to play fantasy freaking football.
Fine.
You've been waiting for this for months, and it's back.
With the first pick in the 2014 draft,
fantasy football has returned. Join the Tattoos and Touchdowns Fantasy Football where you can compete against Chris and Will as well as other fans of the show. Talk smack and make all the backroom deals you want. There's no cost to join, except maybe your pride if you lose. Let us know if you want to join. Email the show at tattoosandtouchdowns@morelikeradio.com. Message us on Facebook at facebook.com/tattoosandtouchdowns or tweet us at tatsandtds. And don't forget to listen to Tattoos and Touchdowns every Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon to find out what you need to know for your draft and start and sit him during the season. Followed by The Sully Show, only on morelikeradio.com.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Chronic burping leaves Venice Man confounded and embarrassed.
Hello, my name is Ron Johnson. I'm 58 years old. I live in Venice, Florida, and today's date is May 19th, 2014. hadn't been able to get a job.
Come on. I wonder why.
2012.
Life can be a catcher.
He wasn't able to get a job since
2012. Can I help you?
What do you mean I can't work here?
What's the problem?
Do you like fries with it?
I have actually registered with the state. I have a severe problem with... And I'd really love to be your janitor during the day if I can get the job.
Now, kids, the significance of the War of 1812 was that...
Welcome to Outback. Some of our specials include...
Please welcome your next comic, Ron Johnson. Hey, I just flew out here, and boy, are my...
He's hoping someone will see this video and be inspired to help John.
Somebody will be inspired to help. Somebody, wait, somebody will watch the video and go, wait a minute, this fella can't stop burping. God bless you, sir. I'm going to donate some money. God bless you, sir. I'm going to donate some money, and we're going to... God bless you, sir. We're going to donate some money, and we're going to do our very best to get you in front of the best doctors that there are, because... God bless you, sir. We're going to put you in front of the best GI doctors that there are, because there's nothing that can help a person like... Sir? Oh, God bless you out of both ends.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live, Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Now, we all know how the majority and the media in this country view the Catholic Church. They think of us as a passé, archaic institution. People find the Bible obtuse, even hokey. Now, in an effort to disprove all that, the Church has appointed this year as a time of renewal, both of faith and of style. For example, the crucifix. While it has been a time-honored symbol of our faith, Holy Mother Church has decided to retire this highly recognizable yet wholly depressing image of our Lord crucified. Christ didn't come to earth to give us the willies. He came to help us out. He was a booster. And it's with that take on our Lord in mind that we've come up with a new, more inspiring sigil. So it is with great pleasure that I present you with the first of many revamps the Catholicism Wow campaign will unveil over the next year. I give you the Buddy Christ. That's not the sanctioned term we're using for the symbol, just something we've been kicking around the office. But look at it. Doesn't it? Pop Buddy Christ.
Welcome back live. The Hippo Juice number calling is 954-573-2780. Second hour. Back from a wonderful first hour, and the second hour, as Marie says, only gets better.
Does it?
Now, I just feel like the first hour gets a little jealous sometimes.
Oh, yeah. The first hour is always like, why do you think the second
why
hour is
so much
better?
Why do you try harder? Why do you try harder? Just because, you know.
Oh, look, wasn't I good enough?
No.
As the first hour? First like, hour was it, isn't no. 1 hour enough radio for you?
No.
It's I not. Mean, it's good, but why not have a better second hour?
You know, you men are just sick.
What do we do? What happened?
You always have to have two.
I didn't do anything.
You have to have two of everything.
Well, if you get four or five, why can't we have two?
Yeah, what the hell?
What, four or five what?
You guys get couches and bathrooms. Shut up. What? You guys have it made in the shade.
I don't know what we're talking about
made
anymore.
I didn't ever know what we were talking
shade.
About.
Marie, can you please read a story? Because I'm going to hurt you if you don't.
I don't want to read a story until I fade out this music ever so softly.
That was not soft at all. That was like really just basically.
That was like hitting the e-brake.
Oh, I think Dennis just committed suicide. Somebody go check on him.
Please.
He's fine.
No, Dennis.
Speaking of committing suicide, British Airways pilot had sex with boys during layovers in India.
Well, that's why it's called a layover. You lay someone when you're over there.
Yeah.
What?
Makes sense.
That really does make sense.
And ew, Indian? Have you seen the food they eat? I can't believe their poo-poo.
Even worse.
The poo-poo hole is all clean.
They eat the poo-poo.
I know. Good.
A British Airways long-haul pilot faces...
okay. I bet it was.
Get your long-haul jokes out of the way
no,
now.
No, I'm not. I have long-horn jokes, however.
Okay. But no, British Airways long-haul pilot faces 25 sex charges.
Wow, that's a lot of sex charges.
After
that's
being
a
accused.
Long haul.
That's 25 more than I ever want to be charged with.
Where's your sense of adventure, man?
Where's your sense of I thought you wanted to go to jail?
I thought you wanted one because YOLO.
No, Yodo, bro.
Yodo. You only Dolly once.
You only Dolly once, bro.
Guys,
Yoda.
I've been telling Yodo. You, Yodo does not make any
you
sense.
You only Dolly once. Pitbull, Pit, Richard 305.
Pitbull tells you to Dolly all the time, not mm-hmm. just once in a lifetime.
But at least
Dolly
once a day.
Dolly mean banana.
What did you say,
Dolly mean? Mm-hmm. It's Spanish for Dale. It's just,
it's just Dale.
Anywho. 25 sex charges after being accused of having sex with underage...
Oh, I thought it was another BuzzFeed article. 25 sex charges you don't want to have in the 90s. Go ahead. Remember raping... Yeah, BuzzFeed people still
no,
do
No, I
that.
Don't remember that. I didn't do
you
that,
remember
BuzzFeed.
Raping people in
remember
the
90s? Slap bracelets? Go ahead.
Yeah, I do remember slap bracelets. I'll click that one.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll click that one. No, okay. British Airways long-haul pilot faces 25 sex charges after being accused of having sex with underage boys during layovers in India, as well as abusing two boys in the UK. Abusing two boys in the UK is equivalent to 25 boys in
yeah,
India.
Yeah, it's equal. It's equal.
Oh.
It's a conversion rate.
Because the euro
foreign.
Is so strong.
And there's like a billion Indians.
Right.
Yeah, so it's fair. Yeah.
Well, you'll see. Just keep
and like
reading.
15 UK children, so...
I think they prefer to be called Packies.
Really?
No.
I don't think they do.
Really? Alpacas prefer to be called Packies.
Yes, no. That they do.
No, no, no. See, Packies are Pakistani. They're from
no.
Pakistan.
No, that's a
species. Are you referring to Pikies? No. I fucking hate Pikies.
That's the species of animals that Pac-Man is. He's a Packie.
No, what you're thinking...
Lady Pac-Man, too.
No, okay. You're thinking of the new employee system I have where people are hired to pack your suitcases.
Packies?
Mm. Packies.
I like it.
Yeah.
By the way, us saying this that many times mm-hmm. is the equivalent of us hearing a British show saying the nigger word like
whoa.
As many times we have. Because apparently Packy is really bad over there.
No, but we're not talking about the bad word. We're talking about...
But I'm an ignorant American. I don't know any better.
I don't know. I don't know anything.
Well, that's just bullocks if you ask me. Go ahead, Marie.
How many boys did he have sex with?
25.
Yes. His name is Bartle Freery.
What is it with the names
hello,
tonight?
My name is Bottle Freery. Hello.
No, it's
oh,
not.
You won't go fry right now. I'm in Rayova.
I mean, you tell me. You tell me how to pronounce F-R-E-R-E.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Freery.
I'm going to call him Freery.
Freery.
So what did Bartleby Ferret do?
He was in... Bournemouth Crown Court Tuesday.
Which, by the way, is a terrible sequel. Terrible sequel to Bourne Identity.
Yes.
It's hard to say, too.
It's like Bournemouth. A sex chamber.
Mm-hmm. Fan fiction.
It was where
Jerry.
This is where
Bourne Identity.
Bartle Freery from Bournemouth.
Oh, I do like the fan fiction Bourne Identity of Christians and Hugs. It's really good.
No, I don't want it.
It's where he goes around town preaching to people.
I don't want it.
With his sick moves.
I don't like it. It's a terrible story.
Good.
This article sounds like it's like a verbal transcript from Greta Van Susteren.
It is. Yeah.
Bartle Freery, age 50, was in Bournemouth Crown Court Tuesday. For jurors heard that police could... Or searched his cell phone and frowned. Were sorry, I messed up in the sentence.
So I love your Greta.
Too many R's for the side mouth.
I know. Sorry, let me start over again. A police searched his cell phone, found Freery looked up where to pick up underage boys in Bangkok.
Well, that's I mean, if you're going to go to Bangkok, that's what you want to look up.
It's named that for a reason.
Right.
According to multiple reports, Freery, who's no longer with British Airways, was arrested in November 2013 after returning to the UK on a flight from Bangkok. Hannity, take it.
Hannity, take it.
Take it away.
The way you slowed down saying Bangkok really creeped me out.
But it really was. But, you know, Marie actually does this. I don't know if everyone knows Greta Van Susteren, but Marie's Van Susteren is spot on.
It's fantastic. Not even,
it's really just like her. It's creepy.
Yeah, so police later discovered messages sent to three Indian boys from Freery's computer in
Freery,
which he attempted to set up a rendezvous in Chennai, India.
It's China.
Chennai.
No, C H
China.
It's not China, India. C H E N N A I.
That's such a yeah.
You're
China, India. China, India.
Comma, India. Yeah. So there's not a whole lot except he was fucking boys. What do you want? What do you want?
That part.
That's the part he wants.
What do you want? What do you want from me?
Here you go, Royce. The prosecutor said Freery asked the boys to send photos of themselves and allegedly paid one of the boys 500 rupees or about $8.
That's not real money. That's not real money. Rupees is not real money.
Isn't that what Link uses in Legend of Zelda?
Just say that. Oh, my God. Or is that Ruples?
No, those are the Russian.
That's Russia.
Mm-hmm.
That's
currency.
Dennis money.
No, that's the drag queen.
No.
No, that's RuPaul.
Oh, RuPaul.
Oh, fuck. No wonder. That's a weird currency. It's only one. There's only one. How do you pay with her?
Cover girl. Yeah. Take all my money.
Okay.
Anywho. Yeah, so that's it. He's fired. Toad's fired.
Whoa,
he was trying to have sex with boys. What do you want?
I didn't realize that was... Because everybody knows if you go to, like, Indonesia, they have all those, like, you know...
Hot
boy sex fuck dens. Slaves and whatnot. I didn't know that was going on in India.
It goes on anywhere with brown people.
Everything gets outsourced there.
Even boy sex.
Especially
Thailand's
boy sex.
Pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Because India's like fucking... They've been all the boy sex been out.
You're ruining our industry, man. Like, hurro, we have Bangkok. It's self-explanatory. What are we supposed to do now in Bangkok? Just play around with our balls? Nah, we play for your balls.
That was so
God damn it.
I love it.
You know how much rupee it cost to change our name to Bangkok?
Thank you, John.
Oh, God. Okay, well, moving on to better news. Why do Twennel... Twennel.
Start over.
I'm in my Twennels.
Lionel Twennel.
Twennel sounds like an off-brand soup. Why do 20 level 3 registered sex offenders live in the same building on Spring Street in Springfield?
Because it's the sexiest building in town?
First off, level 3, I don't know, level 3 sex offender means what?
Well, if you're
warlock.
If you're
they can
new,
cast magic missile now.
You want to know what level 5 is, though? Finger of God.
Yeah.
Finger of God, man.
Fingering the butthole of God.
The 5-story brick building in 41 Spring Street. This is Massachusetts. More like Taxachusetts, am I right, guys?
Aha!
Like my Assachusetts.
So true.
No, but seriously, they're sex offenders. Blends into the surrounding neighborhood, but inside it's unlike any other place in the city.
It's a magical rape land.
Magical rape land.
The snozzberries taste like rape.
Why, hello, we're the Raples. Welcome to our humble home. Wow, 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 wow.
Rapey, rapity do.
I got another rape just for you. You can stick it in my hiney hole too. Ouchie, 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 rapity do.
Rapity do.
I don't even understand how we got to where we are.
I never understand.
We took a long turn at Albany.
Hippo Juice Dutch. Fashion D. We got about 3 seconds into a story before we went off on a left track.
Dutch, you have the Stephen A. Smith clip. You play it. I don't have it.
No.
I'm uncomfortable with where we just went.
I just feeling
it's always great.
I just have a feeling that the superintendent of the sex offender building is just
the
like,
most understanding person on the planet.
Is like,
all right, guys, no, here's the thing. As long as you all pinky swear that you're not going to race anybody,
No. I'm still going with the bit, and it's totally a Johnny Depp Willy Wonka situation going on where he's just kind of really weirdly creepy and like overly inviting to get you into the building, and then all of a sudden Oompa Loompas just like totally rape you on every floor.
Go on.
Ooh, who else has a golden ticket? I want to show you my everlasting
I got some golden stitches. I got some golden stitch. They've served their time and are not wanted by
police. My prostate grew to the size of a blueberry.
Traveling in the world of my creation.
Go ahead, read the story.
Anybody want to know what my snozzberries taste like? Go ahead, take a lick.
No.
No. Come here.
They've served their time and are not wanted by the police, but according to state records, all of them have been determined to be high risk to reoffend and pose a high degree of dangerousness to the public.
What are they, the Hannibals of sex offenders?
Mm-hmm. Yes, all 20 of them.
They just feed them one goat outside their building. like fucking aliens. All you hear is a noise when you go in that room.
He said, "I can smell your cunt." Ooh.
They come out at night mostly. Mostly.
Actually, they did interview one of the gentlemen.
I suck cock. And I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
It's my favorite fucking drop.
Have we gone past the first sentence yet?
Not really.
I still don't even know what the story's about. I gotta be honest.
Okay, there's this building that's filled with 20 level 3 sex offenders because they just leveled up, by the way. And that has a lot of farming to do that. You have to sit there and grind and grind and grind.
You gotta do a lot of grinding.
A lot. To be level 3, dude.
To be a level 3 sex offending, you've gotta grind out.
I had to rape 2 warlocks. That was hard as shit. I had to do 3 rape raids. That's really difficult. And then finally I leveled up.
Rape raids are my favorite. You get the best gear from the rape raids.
It's worth it. They're dead long.
They're risky, but
I've had the best one when I've changed the level of difficulty to heroic.
Today on Rape Quit Radio.
I'm having a hard time finding enough people to join the group to do the 10-hour rape raid.
It takes forever.
It's 10 hours.
Because you have to rape that humongous demon.
I know.
And he has a sword. And it's like really difficult.
It's a little really
like
grueling.
So big and bulbous.
Yeah, I have a hymen healing spell that I use, so it's fine. The building is not a treatment center or a homeless shelter, and city records show it's private property. So it is not. I bet it's private property. So it's not a state-run halfway house or a reintegration center. So why do 20 of Springfield's 222 level 3 sex offenders live there? Oh, there's 222. Wow.
Here's why. Is because if you get a charge with, like, a sexual offender type offense, you have to tell your neighbors that you are that. So when these guys get out of prison for whatever they're doing, they're like, okay, I'm going to go to meganslaw.com and see where the most amount of red dots are.
So sex offenders,
move into that better. So that building.
Sex offenders are much like vampires.
Yes.
Right.
Where they have to tell you
nightly.
No, they don't. Well, yeah, also, they usually pray nightly, and you have to allow them in your home.
And they're allergic to sunlight.
No, that's
vampire. It's true, and I'm not saying it's bad or whatever, but the way we treat pedophiles may turn it into like a what was that disease people had when they're like a leper
alcoholism.
Colony almost.
No families live at the address.
Hold on.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Rice. Here's the thing, is you hear the word sex offender and Marie and D, you just said it, pedophile. That's the first thing everybody thinks when they hear that.
Oh, that's
true.
Thing. Yeah.
My friend got caught peeing in public and got hit with a sex offender tag.
Right, because he was charged with like public indecency.
Right, which is I don't know what level that is, but
level 3 is not that.
No. No.
Level 3
how many levels are... Hold on.
No, these guys all
there were
have,
levels.
I don't know.
There were 7 levels.
An expansion came out, so the level cap is higher.
Yeah, they just released an update the other day.
So, I had the season pass, so I don't have to keep
you lucky fucking sex
Look
offender.
Look at you.
Somehow my name is over there in prison. Yes, Marie?
I actually had a point to say about this.
No one's ever had a point on this show. This is odd.
I know. Right? It's weird.
I don't know what to do with it.
A lot of times sex offenders aren't allowed to be within vicinities of schools and whatnot, and they get like... pinpointed to only a specific location in a city because they're always within a 5 to 10 mile radius of so and so and such and such.
Mm-hmm.
So that
Who
might be why that they're
such?
All in the same building.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it kind of creates a leper colony effect.
Property manager Rosa Blair says.
Oh, by the way, I'm so sorry. Let me interrupt you again. Level 3 is the highest.
Okay. Property manager.
Level 1 is like, okay, you know, you probably got caught peeing in public. Level 3, they say here, level 3 offenders pose a potential high risk to the community and threat to reoffend.
Property manager Rosa Blair has an idea, but even she doesn't fully understand why the building is a magnet for people. Somehow my name is over there in the prison, said Blair. They call me from prison. I help them, just giving them a chance. No families live at the address. It's men only. The property is owned by Victor and Victor and Marina Inc., a for-profit company based in Wilbraham. The Springfield Housing Authority said registered sex offenders are not eligible for rent subsidies through Section 8. They come with their own income, said Blair, and at least they have somewhere to live.
Sex offenders come with their own income?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, you get a check once you leave prison.
They're like action figures.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
They have kung fu grip.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Obamacare.
Wait, is that my tax money?
Yes.
God damn it!
No, it's Massachusetts state tax.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Did someone make the text who shows? I did. No families live in the address. It's men only. The properties own. I already read that.
More like tax
issues. They come with their own income. I said that. A city ordinance passed 2007 say registered sex offenders can't live within 500 feet of a school, like you guys are saying.
And also can't live without thinking about you.
Yeah.
Can't live if living is without you.
Beyond that, there are no residents.
I can't leave. I live without you.
I can't give anymore. I can't rape if raping is without you.
Beyond, are we doing the Mariah Carey version?
The good one.
I can't live.
No, we're not doing
I live without you.
Obviously, John does not know the words.
That's the Adam Sandler version.
The Abba-deba-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah. beyond that, there's no residency restriction, so the massing of sex offenders at 41 Spring Street is legal. One of the building's residents, Angel Lewis Argrant, was convicted of 11 counts of child rape in 2000. It was actually It's actually 10, but the 11th one is free, is what happens.
You get a punch card. Mm-hmm. And they stamp it for you.
According to an article in the Republican Archives, the victim was 9-year-old girl building resident Ward Billings was sentenced to 6 to 8 years in prison for raping a 4-year-old and a 13-year-old. You only get 8 years.
What the fuck?
That's
man.
All you get for that.
Yeah,
for raping
a 4-year-old
in 1989, bro.
It's fucked up, dude.
So he did. Wait, how old was the person that was doing the raping?
Oh, probably
old enough. To know not to rape a 4-year-old?
How old though?
I don't know. What did he say?
It sounded like you said it was another kid.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, did you say it was 12?
No. He raped a 4-year-old and a 13-year-old.
Right.
But it wasn't a 12-year-old that was raping
him.
No. Okay.
No, it wasn't a 12-year-old going out raping kids.
It sounded like you said a 12-year-old raping a 4-year-old and a 13-year-old.
There's
which is a very powerful 12-year-old if you think about it.
There was sex and... Donald Mattis has 4 convictions on his record, including child rape and indecent assault and battery. Dating from 2001 to 2007, the state registry says Walter Ramos, all these spick rapists, was convicted of 14 charges in 2005. All these spick alleged rapists.
Despite 14 charges and he only got 6 years.
Oh, no. They're all convicted. Yeah. It's allegedly nothing.
Yeah. Despite the disturbing crimes, neighbor Diane Johnson, who has lived in 103 Spring Street, still cannot
just
get laid.
Just terrified.
Both just
it's not been a problem for me, she said. She loves sucking babies. She's more concerned about gang violence and street crime, especially when it involves young people.
Ugh.
We do check over there. Oh, so she thinks that all being surrounded by child molesters are going to keep young kids off her lawn? Is that what she thinks?
No. What it sounds like is they basically set up a child molester, not house, but like an apartment complex in like the middle of the ghetto.
It sounds like a terrible Fox show. I wouldn't watch it. I would not. I'd probably watch it.
More like UPS.
I left it. This lady just really hates kids and wants to keep them off her property.
I know. It's
just, stay away from my lawn, kids.
I will have all of these guys rape you if you do not stay off of my lawn.
I know
it
everybody.
It doesn't say
in that
keep
building.
Off lawn. It just says rapists live here.
Kind of hard to step on a lawn when your butthole is sore.
Yeah, get out of here. Get out of here.
You know, it is like aligning yourself with the most dangerous gang.
Oh my God, you're right. Like, she joined the toughest prison gang you could join.
She's like, this is the only way I can keep my safety is by living amongst the rapists.
Yeah, not only will they beat you up, but they'll fuck you afterwards.
Yeah, she's making a documentary called Gorillas in the Fist. It's going to be really good. There's sex offenders throughout the whole city. You can't pinpoint one specific area. One apartment block, he said. He said 41 Spring Street is top notch. It's not in a ghetto. It's actually a really nice area, Dutch.
Why was she worried about crime?
Aberdale said she's worried about children. Aberdale said parents and children should always be aware of their surroundings and take precautions against all crime. The public is entitled to view up-to-date
information. You know, if you get raped, that's your fault, not mine.
Yeah.
You
shouldn't have been wearing that,
What was he wearing?
Yeah, what was he wearing?
Katie Gotch, coordinator of public affairs for Oregon-based Association for the Treatment of Sexual Abusers, sounds great, said there's no... They bet their Christmas parties are so much fun. Said there's no research showing whether it's risky for sex offenders to live together in a large group with no... They're not Borg. They're still people.
Well, no, is that that's the thing. Is
they don't melt together.
They
don't connect together like Voltron and turn into a super sex offender.
Yeah, it's not like
hey, can I be the head?
You always want to be the head, Phil.
They connect with their penises.
Yes. But she said a program in Colorado.
It's all just a docking
thing. It's Colorado, Dutch. It's not Massachusetts. I apologize.
Well,
the facts. Well, why did you say
Massachusetts
story? Earlier?
Because it's a Massachusetts paper that's doing the story. But she said a program in Colorado that allows 2 to 4 to live together and offers such support has not been shown to raise likelihood that they'll commit another crime.
No, it's in Massachusetts.
No, I was going to say, yeah, that was just a research.
Oh, you're right. I apologize. So it is Massachusetts. Good. Sex crimes generally occur in secrecy, so it may not be possible to know whether someone is reoffending.
Well, of course. You're not going to be doing it in public.
Yeah,
publicly raising kids?
Hey, I'm fucking this kid!
It's Bob, the terrible sex offender. I would watch that show. Oh. Great.
Bob!
He never gets to he never gets to do anything because he's just always terrible with it.
He like just goes to clubs and he's, hey DJ, fuck this baby.
Yeah.
No, don't.
Oh no.
Don't do that.
Because we haven't been doing that to a specific song.
We do it to a lot of songs.
Every song.
To make it as weird. What's the song?
Any song?
Yo DJ, pump this party.
Oh, you know that
party?
Song, Yo DJ, pump this party? For some reason, I was playing
What song is it?
I'll pull it up. I can pull
please
it up.
Pull it up because
DJ pump this party.
I can't.
Is it Pump the Jam?
No.
It's a weird 90s thing that he found because of our 90s weird. Pool party. I'd never heard
it's
it.
It's Bizarre Inc. featuring. It's called I'm Gonna Get You. Yeah. So for some reason, I do this and I started doing this. I don't know why. It's terrible.
It happened with every song. It started with this one in our household and it's now migrated.
Yo, DJ, fuck this baby is what I do. And I don't know why it's so terrible, but I think it's funny that someone would scream that in a club.
Because I would imagine some guy finding a baby in a club, holding it up above its head, and then pointing at it.
And then the song also goes, why waste your time? You know you're going to be mine. So it's really a rapey song to begin with.
Oh, my Lord.
It's called I'm Gonna Get You. The song is called I'm Gonna Get You. I mean, it's not a love song.
It's a really creepy song.
It is. DJ, fuck this baby.
Don't do it, DJ.
Every song. Every song.
Not every song.
Almost every song where we can put in, hey, fuck a baby, it's there.
It's so instrumental, and it's just every once in a while he says one word, and it's, yo, DJ, fuck this baby.
I don't know why I do it. It's fucking terrible.
The thing is, I'm not. Oh, it's even weirder. I'm not shocked that developed with you guys.
Skip to the little part where it goes back and forth between two people. No, a little further.
I'm gonna fuck that baby.
I'm gonna fuck it. Yes, I am.
I'm gonna fuck that baby.
I'm gonna fuck it. Yes, I am.
See, this happens. I don't know why. It's terrible. I get it.
I'm not shocked anymore. Oh my god.
I know, but anyway, that's my fun little song.
Oh, okay.
This is all we do now.
Car rides.
You fuck babies?
In the car ride. In the pool. In the car.
DJ, fuck this baby.
All the time.
When pizza's on a bagel, you can have pizza anytime.
It's true.
No, I mean, you know what the game that we play. We'll take any song.
I just lost a game.
You suck.
Where we play, you know, take a song, replace one word, you know, girl with squirrel, you with Jew. Poop, farts, boobs, you know, whatever you can replace to make a song funny.
Jesus.
Yeah, right. You know, this is what we do. It's how we do.
It's how we roll.
We make music better is what we do.
Yes.
I know you do. That's why I'm saying I'm not shocked by it anymore. You guys are like adult sixth graders.
You're an adult. You're an adult sixth grader.
Roughly.
We just came
with
into
that comeback.
Potty
you
humor.
Just proved my point.
You proved your point.
We really enjoy potty humor. And if you can't enjoy it as a kid, you absolutely can enjoy it as an adult.
All right, guys. You know, what happened? The living hell of a man who has 100 orgasms.
No, I don't think they should have equal rights.
The living hell of a man who has 100 orgasms a day.
What?
Yeah, you heard me.
He must
how do I?
100?
How do you get anything done?
He must need to drink a lot of Gatorade.
Oh, God.
Okay, this is a video, Dutch. I'm going to try to play it. Hold on. Give me a second.
Please play
I was
going to
say, are you in your hangout? I can't see
that,
it.
Hold on. Was
I'm
that him orgasming randomly?
In a second. Yes. Hold on a second. Everyone's getting excited. I get it.
Well, yeah, because you said orgasm 100 times, and man.
Yeah, my brain's going wild.
This is that guy. This is like the furthest I've gone into this. This is a 30-second clip.
It's horrible.
It's amazing.
What did they do? Shove something up his pee hole?
No, I've seen it. It's like an older looking black guy fucking some fat white bitch, and that happened.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. The living. Okay, here it is.
Seriously, not many women could bring me to orgasm in front of my mother.
All right, here you go. Oh, this is going to be exciting. Here it is. Here it is. He's having one right now.
Oh, God.
He was just walking in a field. How is he orgasming?
Father of two, Dale Decker, suffers from a rare and seemingly incurable condition that leads to him suffering up to 100 unwanted orgasms a day.
Unwanted?
No such thing.
What? What is this?
And only four wanted.
I okay. Pause. You guys had an orgasm and it brought you to your knees like that. He looked like he got kicked in the balls.
Well, that's probably his 77th one, and he's really tired.
He's shooting blanks at this point.
Yeah, good point.
There's nothing pleasurable about it, because even though it might physically feel good, the whole time inside your mind, you're completely disgusted by what's going on. And depending on where you're at...
Why are you disgusted?
It's yucky.
Wait, so he'd be totally cool with it if it weren't embarrassing.
Right.
Then just stay home and orgasm, man, all day.
Hey, all day long.
All day,
every day. So you're just one of the lucky few.
You should
do this all day.
Hey, how long can you do this for?
I can do this all day!
Oh, play the same clip at the same time.
Why are you yelling at me?
I can do this all day!
Jesus.
I can do this all day!
I feel like...
Yeah, your playback system sounds weird.
Your playback system
sounds weird.
That was awesome,
Your playback system sounds weird.
He should make this into a business. You know, work from home, just orgasm all the time, and have other people, you know, pleasure themselves at the fact that he keeps orgasming.
If you're in public, if you're...
What's weird is he kind of looks like this lesbian chick that works with me.
Does she orgasm all the time?
No. Okay. She does write her own erotic fan fiction. Or erotica and sell it on Amazon.
This is
going
to be so insulting to her when she watches this.
Yeah, she's going to listen to my show.
Well, don't worry, I'll cut this part out and send it to her.
I mean, it can make a person break real fast.
Oh, do you think... Is he married?
37-year-old is the first man to ever speak publicly about a condition known as persistent sexual arousal syndrome.
That would be hilarious if he orgasmed on his wedding day.
Persistent sexual arousal syndrome?
It's there
was a story about a chick that had that.
Yeah, I've heard about the cases with girls, never with a guy, but
how do I get this?
SAS. And he says it's ruining his life.
Is it?
Well, you weren't on the news before, now you are. Maybe it's making your life better.
When you're on your knees at your father's funeral, at his casket.
Oh, no. Did you come at your dad's funeral?
Oh, no.
No!
You came when your dad was getting buried.
That would happen.
Oh, what happened? It would happen. It's funny in good moments, but it's hilarious at sad moments.
Now, hold on. Is he, like, shooting a load every time? Because I can't imagine you have enough fluids in your body to keep that going.
There's no way.
Yeah, you can orgasm without... shooting any?
Yeah, no.
Testicles,
no,
like
not
reasons.
Guys. You're talking about thinking about it, girls.
Men have vasectomies can still come.
Right, but I'm sure he doesn't have one.
You know, it doesn't matter whether you have a vasectomy or not. It's nothing to do with you ejaculating.
Right, because when we went
by, you can have an orgasm without ejaculating. Though is what I'm saying.
No, girls can. No, guys can't. No.
Yes, they can.
Well, maybe if you do it 100 times towards the end, I mean, you're running on empty.
If you're empty,
I'm
you
just
can.
Assuming. Yeah, you run on empty. After
you never shot a ghost load.
So many times.
You've never shot a ghost load. You weren't a kid when you had puberty and
I have
jerked off a lot.
Thick, creamy
loads.
I
get it, but you've never jerked off too many times where you've not been able to come by the fifth time? Seriously, that's never happened to you.
I think my max is like 3 in one day. What? But I did notice that I wasn't shooting very much out.
Only 3?
So I'm just assuming, yeah, that's got to be science, biology, you know. Fucking, you don't have any fluids left.
Him.
Daddy, no!
You have 9 orgasms right there.
Hadouken!
Oops.
By your whole family.
No, that works. That works perfectly, actually.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Every time he comes, he Hadoukens.
I am so sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Not now, Chief. I'm in the fucking zone.
I'm standing behind you. This makes you never want to have another orgasm as long as you live.
Wrong!
But you know what?
Stop crying, you pansy.
Oh, now he's crying and coming. How many bottles? How thirsty is he all the time? He must be empty on all liquids.
20 gallons of water. I'm coming.
I bet his abs and dick are very
muscular.
Does
he wear a diaper? Or does he just
make... He probably doesn't want his dick to be touched ever, though.
Bullshit.
I was going to say, is he getting hard?
Like, super ultra sensitive.
Hold on.
I don't know.
He wasn't born with this. Like, did something happen? Like, how the fuck does this?
It's actually Maybelline.
Dale from Wisconsin. So is this video going
to Dale, it's pronounced Dale.
Dale.
In America.
Dale.
Was enjoying.
Is this video just going to show us him coming the entire video?
I hope
video?
So. Shut up. I want to see.
Okay.
In his suburban life in 2012, when he slipped a disc in his back while getting out of the
that's
chair.
That's how you do it.
Triggering the condition for unknown reasons.
Oh, Sean, you want me to push you out of that chair?
No,
I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to secretly push Sean out of chairs when he's not looking at it, see if I get him to have this condition.
So
that'd be hilarious.
If they put the disc back in place, does he stop orgasming?
I don't know, Marie. I am not a cum doctor.
Okay, I see. He has like spine nerve damage, essentially.
You're nerve damage.
Okay, so
put
yeah,
me in the back of the ambulance to take me to the hospital.
And I came all over his face.
On the way there, I had my first 5 orgasms.
I want that as a drop, please. I just please.
Ever, because my wife's a pig.
Ever in my life.
And on the way there, I had my first 5 orgasms, and they've never stopped.
Dale has been unable to work since the accident and is mostly housebound through fear
That's
of experiencing an episode in public. But he enjoys playing frisbee golf with his closest friends.
Oh, what a loser.
Oh, God.
Oh, frisbee golf.
Oh, now I hope he dies.
I hate him now.
Dehydration.
Oh, he's coming again.
Oh, God. They
okay, is he hamming it up for the cameras? Because that's just ridiculous.
I don't know.
I want to see his dick.
He's going prone in like a yoga position. Like, come on.
Show me his dick.
All times, in any situation.
After like the 15th time, you would get used to that sensation coming over you. You know what I mean? It's like when you hurt yourself or you hurt your ankle or whatever. You get used to walking on a hurt ankle. Like, he's sitting there going, this has never happened.
Wait a minute, Dutch. What if it's the opposite? What if it's like you were getting lashed with a whip, and as you repeatedly kept getting lashed, you just had open sores everywhere and it just hurt more and more
and then
more?
You kept coming.
Yeah, coming's not like that, Marie. I don't know what it's like for you, but for males, not so much.
I hit her with a whip.
I don't know, Dutch. Why don't you come 100 times a day, every day, for years?
Go for it.
And tell me how it feels.
Or at least once with someone you love.
I'm going to go get started.
It happened in the shower.
That was hurtful. I know, Dutch.
But you're right, Dutch. Maybe you should have gotten like a cow's dick.
Powerful orgasmic sensation.
But the way those jean shorts he's wearing are going to make me come.
To be honest, from the way they described it, like, he essentially has spine nerve damage. I don't think he's getting hard. I think it's just like triggering something. That causes his brain to think he's coming.
It looks like he's boning right there. I think I see a boner.
Is he? He's got a tent? I can't see it from
this angle. Look at his jean shorts.
That's all the way down his knees.
He has a big old dick.
He's not that big.
He got a big old British dick.
My entire body.
Yes, he does.
And now it feels like every muscle from here to about here.
It's about here. Look, he goes, that's where my dick is, down there.
Down to his kneecaps.
Is doing this.
Hot.
Look at that hand thing he's doing. It's hot.
Wait, he's talking about his dick now?
He's saying his muscles.
Yeah. So rare, most doctors can't even diagnose it. It is widely acknowledged by specialists in the field.
PSAS is a condition of unrelenting...
Hilarity.
Genital arousal and spasms, which is not necessarily sexual. And they have no...
Wait, she's a gynecologist? What does she know about
dicks?
Yeah,
but look at her. She's not necessarily sexual either.
What does she know about
when this is going to happen or how often, and can lead to intense suffering.
Unless women are having this happen to them too, then that's pretty hot.
...is felt in Dale's home life, where wife...
What I want to know is, he left the barber and he goes, yep, this is the haircut I wanted. Here's money. Here's money.
This is what I want to look like.
No, he probably wanted a different one, but he gave up after coming in the chair 20 times.
You're right. How does he get his haircut? He's probably, no, that's only you're going to get.
Honey, I'm done coming.
He just wanted the man version of his wife's hair.
Put a bowl over my head and cut it like yours.
How hard do you think his underwear are?
Yeah, they're probably break. He takes them off and they shatter.
He probably doesn't
doing
wear
the laundry
underwear.
Must suck.
April struggles to cope with the situation.
We tend to have arguments about stuff that really shouldn't be argued about.
Like spurting in her eye every 5 seconds. Nobody should have to argue about that.
We always say that injuries, the only thing can actually make it come, and when I couldn't do it for years.
Actually, I still can't make him come. The only time he doesn't come is when we fuck. It's really odd.
Right. Struggle right now. I mean, he can't work and help supply, so I feel stressed from that.
And all our floors feel like the movie theater.
You're stressed because he can't work? What an asshole.
Yeah.
Get a fucking job, you bitch.
How about you go out and work? Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking, this guy's trying to come.
Yes, it's even affecting Dale's relationship with his children, Christian and Tatum.
Yeah, that would be awkward. I wouldn't want to hold my baby if I was coming all the time.
Right. Or like bathe them or anything. Like, what are you going to do?
Right.
They don't have a relationship. He doesn't go to like practices because he feels embarrassed and kids don't know.
My dad's over there hunched over on the floor, jizzing in the corner.
That's not what the little girl wants, at her graduation and shit.
I'm just trying to play soccer, Dad.
Career day is awkward when he's there. It's just really very awkward for everybody.
About his
not because
condition.
He's coming, because he doesn't have a job.
Yeah, it's weird.
And
wouldn't you just tell people you have seizures?
No, I would say come.
The kids don't quite.
Because he always yells, "Oh fuck me, god damn it!"
Tourette's seizures. I don't know. Make some shit up.
Why? Dale won't be there.
The threat of a spontaneous orgasm isn't the only thing that leaves Dale afraid to.
By the way, that's my name of my next comedy album, Spontaneous Orgasm.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have an erection for 3-4 hours at a time.
You need to see a doctor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Off and on, they just come and go like 30, 40 a day.
I swear to God, I thought they were going to cut to a picture of his erection.
Yeah, him just tenting.
The thought of that happening just
like a poncho sticking on the front of his pants.
And by the way, if you're going to have erections all the time, don't wear Dockers, you fucking idiot.
What should he wear?
That is the worst fucking clothes.
He chose
to wear
sweatpants. What should he wear?
I don't know. Fucking jeans.
He doesn't even wear
baggy
underwear.
Jeans. Wear baggy jeans, not Dockers, you asshole.
Maybe you should wear silk robes.
By the way, real quick, I don't know why this made me think of it, but one of the hardest times I ever laughed was when my buddy Drew walked into our room when we were in college. He said, "Boys, put on your sweatpants. We're going to the strip club." It was just the fact that, like, he just assumed we all had sweatpants, and he was just, like, rallying the troops.
To have sex with my wife, we don't very often because it becomes frustrating because, for me, there's no end.
Desperate for help, Dale.
Was he talking about his orgasms or his marriage?
Both. Can it be both?
Bonered.
How about his sweater choice? The fuck
is he
wearing?
Oh my god, it's so, like, what?
Look at that awkward butterfly above his
sofa. By the way, am I the only one that thinks this video might be, not video, but like these people are just acting?
I don't know, man. I mean, how do you prove it? I mean, I guess.
Seems a little set up.
Does a doctor sit there for 24 hours and watch him come?
Wonder what it is. It's the way he's reacting to coming. He's reacting the way you think you would if you had that, not if you actually had it.
Right. Yeah.
Like if he did something like that was unexpected.
Yeah, but
I've dated ridiculously loud comers before, where they just like curl up in a ball and come.
No.
They're like they're in pain. I dated at least two different guys who had the craziest orgasms.
But
I've
you know
ever
what?
Seen.
Even if you have the craziest in the world. After the first one, it's never the second one's never as strong.
You got
the
third like I
one,
said,
and by the
yeah.
fourth one, by the fifth one.
Yeah, I guess
that's the thing. Maybe his first one of the
but
day is
maybe
insane.
The spontaneous ones right. are
true.
You would get to you know what I mean? Like it's like when you first get a cold and you first sneeze, your first one's always the hardest, and then you kind of learn to you know work with it. Like if you have an affliction or whatever, like I said earlier, as far as like walking on like a bummed ankle, it sucks for the first like 20 minutes, but then you start to you know. You learn to have a tolerance for it. His whole, oh my God, this is the worst thing I've ever had in my entire life. Like a reaction like that. It's just like, dude, come on. I don't know.
Maybe he's like Zach Morrising his wife, and instead he just loves it, and he lays at home and orgasms all day while she works.
Yep.
And then she comes home, just like, oh God, ow.
Time out.
Oh, yeah, I'm in pain. It sucks.
My condition.
It's. Destroying every part of everything in my life.
When it comes to sexual issues, people get very
hard. He's coming right now.
Look at her face! Look at her face! Look at her face!
It's happening in the middle of the area.
At least he goes to the bathroom.
I've never seen anything like that before.
I'm soaping wet.
That lady is so wet. Yeah.
Actually, she looked really annoyed. She's like,
I've been married for 14 years. I've never seen a man have that face again.
Maybe.
She's like, can you stop coming during my interview?
But why did he go to Boys to Men Garage Sale and buy their sweater and go, yep, I'm going to wear this today?
Because that's how you have to dress over there.
He's going
to
take his clothes off.
That is a good call, buddy.
Christ.
It's hard to know if it's.
But do you know specifically in the Motown Philly song?
It's real. This makes me want to find him some.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Relief.
Dude. Oh my God!
And you know it's I'm gonna answer your question. You know you can tell he's not lying. He came in front of this hideous, disgusting beast. So of course it's real.
Yeah, but you got to figure in front of the cameras. You have to do it at least once, otherwise the story's not legitimate.
I
don't know, man.
I don't think the story's legitimate until they zoom in on his boner. Pixar, get the fuck out.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, guys. Right.
I've come 6 times since we've been sitting at this table.
I want to see scientific evidence that he's coming. Take his pants off, and let's wait and sit for it and wait, watch it happen again.
Horrible way for him to have to live.
I keep getting boners.
Marie!
What?
But even in the face of such desperate odds, there is hope for Dale's future.
It's very brave of Dale to come out.
Brave?
To come out? Is he gay?
And publicly talk about it.
Oh.
He's suffering.
But no.
He's suffering boners.
Suffering. But there is help for him.
Hashtag boner suffering.
There are doctors that can help him.
I'm a boner.
I hope that he's getting some help. I think the main problem is that
I think the main problem is his music is too sad.
Yeah, for what the disease is.
Yeah.
It's too sad?
Yeah,
or?
It should be happy
not
music.
Not disease, yeah. Yeah. Exactly, they're playing disease music.
Yeah.
Yeah, leukemia, that's good music for, but for spinal disc, nerve, boner thing, that's not kind of right.
Yeah, he's not dying, he's just coming.
Right.
That it's a medical condition. I think it's in his head, and it's not.
It's in his
boner. He's got a real medical problem.
Look, he's got a boner.
I just try to take one day at a time. Hopefully someday, buddy will come up with something. Because I would like to get back to my normal life one day and get back to being the person I'm supposed to be into instead of the person.
Maybe the person you're supposed to be is a guy who comes a lot. The
person this has turned me into.
Another terrible X-Men power, guys. Every week we have a new one, and this guy has another terrible one.
He needs to write a book called A Boner to Live, A Cum Shot to Die.
There, I like that. I like that.
And then it'll get turned into a reality TV show.
Mm, speaking of, real quick, we have 5 minutes. What about the three tits here? The woman was all over
from
Facebook.
Tampa.
Didn't it turn out to be a hoax?
I don't know, guys.
Three tits from Tampa?
Did it?
Okay, so what's her face? Chesty LaRue put in a third boob. Apparently, after asking 50 plastic surgeon doctors, and one of them finally said yes.
Why?
Because she wanted to be repulsive to men. Because apparently she was getting asked out too much or something. I don't know. She's ugly as sin. But anywho, so she made this whole thing about how she got a third boob, and it was all over the news, and to the point where, like, I was just driving to work and flipping through FM stations. Every single station had to talk about this third boob. Like, that was like the topic for the entire day. Woman has third boob.
Well, yeah, she got three tits.
No one cares.
Yeah,
no one cares about her three tits. No one cares.
What?
I don't care. It's so dumb. But anyway, so now they're saying, is it a hoax?
No, there's some video of her with it. She's taking video of it.
Wait, she's hideous? Hold on a second.
There was a video of a reporter asking her to see it because nobody's seen anything other than the pics that she's taken and posted herself.
But she's taking some videos now. Here, I'll see if I can put it up for you to see, Dutch. Give me a sec. If I could do quick enough, because I know the red show's coming up next.
So. Speaking of three boobs, oh!
Nailed it.
Got him.
Is Hammy here?
That's not nice. Okay, give me a second. Okay, Dutch, this is three tits over here.
What's that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where the one chick had three
Total
tits?
Total Recall.
There you go. Is she just a fan of...
No. I don't think she's
She looks like Snooki.
She does, right?
I thought she looked like Devil Terror.
There's the video of the tits. Yeah. There's the alleged video of the tits.
Three tits.
If she wanted to make herself look like less attractive,
she'd have to make a real investment in new bras and shirts to accommodate the third boob.
They don't make those. She had to make special bras. I'd still fuck her.
Yeah, why not?
I'm reading here. Okay.
Snopes.com took a deeper look into Tri-Devil's claims, because her name is Tri-Devil. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, she's the worst.
Only to find out that all evidence points to her fooling everyone. Photos on a modeling page belonging to Alicia Jasmine Hessler closely match the circulating images of Jasmine Tridevil, and profile pictures on Hessler's YouTube page strongly resemble Tridevil as well. Additionally, JasmineTridevil.com domain was registered by somebody named Alicia Jasmine Hessler, who happens to be a massage therapist in Tampa.
She should have used the name Tri-Nipple. That would have been funny.
That would have been better. That would have been better.
Yeah, I'm right here, too. Apparently, she's just trying to get a reality show out of it.
Tri-Nipples.
My God.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening.
I mean, people with certain fucking, like, desperate for attention, you'd think they would just, you know, do the normal thing and try to get a radio show.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Who's desperate for like attention?
Respectable people.
She also filed a claim for a lost three breast prosthesis at some point.
Prosthesis,
thank you. So, yeah, it's probably a prosthetic.
There it is.
I want a fucking three-titty prosthetic.
Where are you going to put it? Where are you going to fit it?
Where are you going to put it?
I don't know.
Right
in the center.
Monsters?
Like on top, and it'll be like a pyramid, like a Triforce.
Is it going to be comparable to the other two?
All right,
yeah,
guys,
of course.
Like you're going to fall forward every waking moment of the day.
Coming up next is a red show. Make sure you stay tuned for that. No neglected hippo text today, no?
Well, we're just
going to keep stuff in it.
Three boobied prosthesis lady. Yeah. Okay.
Three boobied D.
Maul says, I doubt female orgasms are better than male orgasms. Coming as a guy seems way more fun.
Yeah. This three-breasted woman has the worst stomach in history. She had to have been fat at one point. It's
so really
flabby.
Does.
Oh my God, can I tell you about the story about the chick I hooked up with like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, sure.
What was his name?
Next
2
week.
Minutes.
Tuesday. All right, guys.
What was his name?
Thank you for listening. Red Show. Stay tuned. Maybe
she had to have been pregnant at one point. That's what I'm counting on. Is that like a necklace bra?
That ass ain't pregnant.